firstly, they wanted to curb our independence as much as possible without actually losing our names. So they proposed numerous measures that would have curbed our independence while keeping our name on the decisions, and that was unacceptable to us. And now, anyway, that didn't work, so they've decided to be judge and jury in their own court. The new panel is the CEO of 7-Eleven, whose success as CEO depends on keeping down costs. The second change was they've been pressing to set impossibly high standards of proof. They're impossible given that the data is destroyed, that the data has been falsified, destroyed, distorted, not kept. Claimants, through no fault of their own, are unable to provide compelling evidence that would pass the tests of a court of law, yet they've clearly been underpaid. And it was directly contrary to the original proposal that the panel decides the claims being reasonable in the circumstances of poor data. The third big change was that they wanted the submissions by claimants to be made known to 7-Eleven and to franchisees.
Deloitte, who was working with you as part of the panel when you were gathering these claims and processing them, have said that they won't rule out releasing some of this information to 7-Eleven. What do you think will happen if this information is given to 7-Eleven, information about employees who might be needing compensation?
Deloitte needs to remember that a commitment was made that would not happen.
And so do you think if they release that information that they'd be breaking their original agreement, or do you think the agreement has been redrawn now?
I'll just remind them of the fact that the claims have been received on the basis that they're not being disclosed to 7-Eleven.
In terms of being able to assess these claims, is there any measure that you were using before to be able to assess whether or not these claims are true and false that you think should be used?
A general point before answering your question. In a process with imperfect information, there are two sources of error. The first error is allowing false claims to be paid, and that has been the exclusive interest of 7-Eleven, and they have used that in very inflated manner as a reason for not supporting the panel. Part two error, the other error, is rejecting valid claims on the grounds that the evidence is not there. Now, by far the biggest problem is this second one, type two error. Now, the latest moves will hugely increase the likelihood of false negatives. I have repeatedly emphasised the problem of rejecting valid claims to 7-Eleven. They've shown no interest. Their only topic of conversation for weeks has been highly exaggerated and unsubstantiated claims that there are some fraudulent claims in. We repeatedly asked them for evidence. This went on for 2 months. Finally, they turned up 12 cases. We examined them all closely. None of them had any basis at all.
Do you think the onus of proof should be on them to prove that they are fraudulent in the ongoing process?
The onus has to be, to some extent, on the applicant, but you have to take account of the fact that the lack of data is not their fault. It is the fault of the franchisees and 7-Eleven, who oversaw the process. So it was some combination of franchisees and 7-Eleven that has generated this abysmal state of data. In that situation, we still put the onus on the claimant, but it has to be a reasonable test.
Do you think the government needs to step in here, or perhaps another regulator to take over and adjudicate in this process?
I think the problem is that the sanctions are very limited, and the Fair Work Ombudsman is better at dealing with individual complaints rather than systemic failures.
So who should take over the process then if it shouldn't be left to 7-Eleven?
Personally, I think there's a strong case for putting some liability on franchisors when underpayment by franchisees occurs, some vicarious liability.
And do you think that there needs to be someone like the Senate stepping in again into the process and reasserting?
To reopen the inquiry because they were let up the garden path by 7-Eleven, and once that was over, 7-Eleven started looking at ways of getting out of this.